To partake of communion at home, you'll need two things. The first thing is something to represent the body. This could be a slice of bread or a cracker, a wrap, or anything that really can be broken in half, such as a chip. The second thing is something to represent the blood. Grape juice or red cordial, wine if you have it, or you could use any drink that you have at hand. Remember, the whole point of this is to keep it basic, to keep it about Jesus. We're not trying to get caught up in making it too ritualistic. So this is what we need to do. I want you to go get your bread or whatever that element looks like and put it to one side. And then place next to it the cup with the drink. Once you do that, we start off by praying. Father, at this time, I set aside these elements as a symbol of remembrance of the last meal you had with your disciples. I ask that you bless them and bless me. Amen. Then you read a part of the Bible. I've chosen to include 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 26. Let me read that to you. For I received from the Lord what I pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this, whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." I invite you to pray with me once again. Lord Jesus, I bow before you in humility and ask you to examine my heart today. Show me anything that is not pleasing to you. Reveal any secret pride, any unconfessed sin, any rebellion or unforgiveness that may be hindering my relationship with you. I know that I am your beloved child, having received you in my heart and life, and having accepted your death as a penalty for my sinfulness. The price you paid covered me for all time, and my desire is to live for you. Amen. I invite you to pick up that bread element. Break it in half and say, "This is the body of Jesus broken for me." And again, we pray. As I take this bread representing your life that was broken for me, I remember and celebrate your faithfulness to me and to all who will receive you. I can't begin to fathom the agonizing suffering of your crucifixion. Yet you took the pain for me. You died for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your extravagant love and your unmerited favor. Thank you that your death gave me life, abundant life, and life forever. And as you instructed your disciples to do, I too receive this bread in remembrance of you. Amen. I now invite you to eat the bread. Next, we pick up the cup. Once you've picked up the cup, repeat this. The blood of Jesus shed for the forgiveness of mine and others' sins. And again, we pray. As I take this cup representing your blood poured out from a splintered cross, I realize that you were the supreme sacrifice for all my sins, past, present, and future. Because of your blood shed for me and your body broken for me, I am free from the power and the penalty of sin. Thank you for your victory over death. You took the death that I deserve. You took my punishment. Your pain was indeed my gain. And today I remember and celebrate the precious gift of life you gave me through the blood that you spilt. Amen. I invite you to drink the cup. Once you have done these things, I'll invite you to pray with me one more time. Father, each time I take communion, I want to recommit my life, my hearts, my thoughts, my everything to you. Fill me today with your powerful spirit as I leave, as I live, as I be. Help me to hold on this fresh remembrance and the story that never grows old close to my heart. Help me to share its message faithfully as you give opportunity. In your precious name, amen.